And welcome back on our Project Connect Spotlight. It's Tristan Winder. Please be joined by Ashley Lewis of the Connection Homeless Shelter. Ashley, how are you today?
I'm doing really great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking some time for us to highlight exactly what the Connection Homeless Shelter is. And for individuals that are unaware, tell us exactly what do you offer? What kind of services do you have over there at the homeless shelter?
At the Connection, our primary services involve emergency and transitional shelter. We provide single men, single women, and families with minor children temporary housing while they get back on their feet, gain stability, and are able to reach a point where they can be self-sufficient in their own permanent housing situation.
So it's all about getting them back on their feet, so to speak.
Yeah, about increasing their stability and their economic self-sufficiency and just getting them to a point where they're able to be contributing members of our society.
Now, do you encounter one member or one area of the population more than other? Meaning, do you encounter more women in age group or men in age group or more families, or is it throughout the entire map?
It's really throughout the entire map, but we definitely serve more men. Just as a population, the homeless, there are far more males who are homeless, and we just have more room for single men in our shelter right now.
So, obviously, we know that the homeless population is a huge issue throughout the entire United States, but obviously, it's been an issue throughout the Lincoln County area and throughout the entire state of Nebraska with the rail access. We hear rumors that's a big reasoning as to why we have this homeless population. Is that something you agree with, Ashley?
We definitely see a lot of transients going through because of the railroad. But a lot of our homeless come to us just because of inadequate housing and unaffordable housing. When you're low income and the only thing that you can afford is poor quality housing, it's hard to maintain any kind of shelter for yourself.
So you feel that it more boils down to the inadequacy that we sometimes have throughout the area?
Yes.
So tell us about the process. If an individual comes into the Connection and they are indeed homeless, what's the process look like?
We have a couple different processes. If they are at risk of homelessness, which means that they will be homeless within 72 hours, we try to divert them, whether that's, helping to provide food because they're living with a family member and it's just not affordable for that family to take care of them. We have some options with collaboration with community organizations where if, they're just behind on their rent or an electric bill, we can help them get that taken care of so they don't become homeless. But if they come to us literally homeless, we do an intake process, we do a background screen, and then we get them settled into the shelter so we can start working on the barriers that brought them to us in the first place.
And try to make sure that the situation doesn't come to the fruition again.
Definitely.
So how do you ensure that an individual does not come back to the facility once they leave and have adequate shelter?
We work really hard to put some foundations in place that help them, both with links throughout our community that can be resources of assistance, whether that's financial or just mental and emotional support. We try to address any mental or physical conditions that they're suffering from, work on addiction, and increase their income overall.
Again, we have Ashley Lewis joining us here of the Connection Homeless Shelter for our Project Connect Spotlight that we're doing here at Husker Radio. And Ashley, can you tell us what the day-to-day life is like for the residents over at the Connection?
That varies a lot. We serve a really wide variety of people. Most days are filled with doctor's appointments. Others, it's job searching. A lot of our residents are offered spot jobs, which is just day labor where they're paid by members of our community. And some of them, it's, they're on probation and it's getting through the classes and making sure that they're fulfilling that part of their life right now until they can move forward and out of probation.
Are there any increased job opportunities with one specific organization in the community? I know that we have a lot of great employers who really do work with individuals as much as they can, no matter what their past might be.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of opportunities. A lot of our clients will go work for the Walmart DC or just Walmart in general. We've seen a lot of success with that. Construction, especially during the summertime, we'll see a lot of our younger residents move forward through construction jobs. It seems like we have just quite a few businesses in the community that are super supportive of those we're serving and try to help them, regain that stability and get on their feet to where they want to be.
How can our listeners be more supportive of the Connection and of those individuals that utilize this great resource?
Definitely, you know, we're always taking donations. We are a giant house, so we go through all the products that a house goes through way more rapidly. So paper products, hygiene products, food. We serve 3 meals a day, not only to our residents, but members of the community who wouldn't otherwise eat. And then just coming in, you know, sometimes all people need is a person to support them and help them walk through just day-to-day life processes as they learn, you know, what it means to set up an appointment and keep that appointment, or how to ensure that they have transportation to work. So if we have people who want to volunteer, come in and meet some of our residents and get to know them and help them improve those daily living skills.
And I'm sure, Ashley, that you encounter a lot of great individuals that make the operation kind of work and make it is what it is. But tell us how you work with some of the other agencies that you typically see with the Project Connect. How do you work with some of these other agencies we're blessed to have in our community?
We work really strongly with a lot of the local agencies. Region 2 is one of our biggest organizations that we refer to so that they can help address our clients' mental health situations. We work a lot with Community Action. They'll help our clients through their rapid rehousing, where they help pay deposits and some rent. And right now, Families First and I are working on a huge collaboration that's actually a financial housing program with Extended Case Management. This was developed when we've heard from a lot of landlords that the reason they don't want to rent to certain individuals or families is because of their behaviors as tenants. So this program is designed to not only address those poor behaviors and improve landlord-tenant relations, but then to increase the stability and the ability of these people on this program to maintain that permanent housing for an extended period of time.
Okay, so teach them how to be the ideal tenant, so to speak.
Yeah, and improve their relationships between the landlords so that if there is an issue, rather than addressing it incorrectly or making problems worse, they can deal with it, get it fixed, the housing that they're in remains quality housing, and it doesn't create the issues that often lead to eviction or other problems.
Sure, sure. And then avoid making their way into the connection altogether, hopefully.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Ashley, if folks want to get more information about the connection, or maybe they want to volunteer or help out in terms of time, talent, and treasure, how can they get a hold of you and how could they possibly help out?
They're welcome to call at the shelter. Our number is 308-532-5050. I am here Monday through Friday, and sometimes you'll even catch me on the weekend.
Ashley, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just appreciate you guys doing this for Project Connect. It makes a huge difference, and getting the information out there can be really important to a lot of our residents here in Lincoln County.
Well, we appreciate sharing these wonderful messages however we can. Such a pleasure to talk to you today.
You as well. Thank you.